My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is a Tie Tuesday. That means Ty Law will be with us in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so at 8:20 right now. Now, though, back to the rest of today's news with Courtney.
This might be a new irrational fear for yours truly. Audra Cataldo, a 16-year-old in Topsfield, was injured on Saturday and is recovering after a portable iPhone charger that was attached to her phone while she was watching a movie at her friend's house exploded, caught fire. The flames caught her sweatshirt, scorching her and setting her friend's house on fire. Jesus.
This is a big issue. I guess it's also a big issue with dogs.
Yeah.
Because
you see that video.
Dogs are like chewing. They chew everything.
Right.
Yesterday, my guy Bullet ate the final television remote that we had, which was a real problem because I wanted to watch Monday Night Football. So then I had to have DMs.
Got to get him into training.
Had to have DMs teach me how to. Apparently, you can do the remote on your phone.
Yeah.
But I had to have her show me how to do that. It's very complicated. I have to remember what the password is, what the email is for Xfinity. It was an absolute nightmare. But
America weeps for you.
I know. I mean, it's. But who knew you could do that right from your phone, Curtis?
I would have had no clue.
I think a lot of people have known that for like several years now.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Is this Ask a Boomer?
Yeah, this is definitely Ask a Boomer.
It's one of the best inventions, really.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while, Greg.
So, anyway, but so the house caught on fire as a result of this.
Yeah, and so did she. Here's Cataldo on WCVB.
We heard like a little sizzle sound, and then, I mean, the back of the phone just blew up. I looked down, my whole arm, it was covered in flame, like from, I mean, like from here to here, all covered.
She's so
lucky.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you ever see the video of the dog, like, kind of just playing around with it, chewing it on the bed, and then the whole house, like Greg said,
catches
on fire, and like there's like a video of it because from like an indoor Ring camera. It's crazy.
I really appreciate this text. Greg, how about you leave the remote up high where you can't reach it? Not me. I did not. That was not me.
Better home training, though.
For Lindsay, that's rude.
No, for the dog.
I mean,
it's chewing up the remote.
Yeah. I don't know what the attraction is to the remotes. I understand why you're eating shoes. Like, dogs eat shoes, I think, because the foot odor
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Of their humans. but I don't get the remote. I don't know why you need to chew a remote all day long.
That's why you need an Apple TV, because those remotes are not fun for them to chew on, so they won't.
My television is fine. I think it's well documented. I have a giant, couple giant televisions.
It has nothing to do with your television. Apple TV is a way that you watch television.
Yeah. You literally hook up a small little box to whatever TV you have. Yeah.
I can't figure all that stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I can't wait to watch the Bruins on Channel 56. It's 38,
it was easier.
I know.
Curtis, when there was only three channels, it was easier to pick what you wanted to watch.
But could you imagine saying entertainment was better when you had three options?
Terrible.
It wasn't even close. It was horrible back then.
I actually just started watching for the first time Sons of Anarchy.
All right.
And I'm really enjoying it.
Okay. People say that was a really good show.
Yeah, I'm really liking it.
Yeah.
A 14-year-old female was groped while walking near her school in Brookline yesterday afternoon.
Jesus.
Happened around 1:15 p.m. When an unknown male grabbed her and forced his hand into her pants as she was walking between classes at Brookline High School. We could hear from Paul Campbell of the Brookline Police on WCVB.
A man approached her. She does not know who the man is, never seen him before. And as they were walking past each other, he actually reached his hand down into her pants.
It's disgusting.
God. What is wrong with people?
Yeah. How much time do you have?
Yeah. It's bad.
God in heaven.
Middle of the day.
Right.
This is not true. A texter says Bullet likes the remote because of the smell of food that I have put all over it. That is not true either. Please.
Oh, that's probably.
Leave me alone. No, I don't think so.
That's a Bernays.
If that story wasn't creepy enough, here's another one.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
We've talked about this guy before, but an unlicensed acupuncturist in Needham, 56-year-old John Zhang, has been arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a patient... Again, he was taken into custody on Friday for two counts of indecent assault and battery on a person 14 years old or older. He reportedly touched a woman in a sexual manner during an appointment.
Why would you go to an unlicensed acupuncturist?
Who's already been in trouble for this.
Right. Trying to save a couple bucks.
Like, I mean, does he do it in his living room? Or like, I mean, I guess you need to ask, but if you're going for acupuncture, mm-hmm. make sure the person has a license.
Right.
This guy apparently would go up to random people and say, "I'm an acupuncturist. Would you like a little prick?" And so Curtis, about the needles.
That's what the needles do.
And you don't have to dump out of that shine. Don't get all nervous.
Okay.
That's fine. That's okay.
Covering.
That is called double entendre.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay.
Okay.
But anyway, has he been arrested again?
Yes, arrested again. So in Needham, be careful there.
Okay.
Science has determined which states are the most sexually satisfied. NapLab, a mattress review site, surveyed Americans from across the country to rank their sex life on a scale of 1 to 10. Americans rated their sex life with a national average score of 4.7.
Oh, boy.
Not great.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10. That is a failure.
Okay. So most of America is not having good sex.
No. 23.6% of Americans rated their sex life at a 1.
Jesus.
Really bad. So the survey determined that the most sexually satisfied state in the U.S. is Oklahoma.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Is that because there's nothing else to do there?
Maybe. But when you look at the other states that fall at the top, there is one New England state, if anybody would like to guess.
I'm going to guess Connecticut.
No, I'm going to go with my freaky brothers and sisters in the great state of Maine.
Correct.
Oh.
Bingo.
Wiggy, you nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Maine is at the top along with Kentucky, Texas, Iowa, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
All right. Yeah.
Well, you know what brought the score up when it comes to Maine.
Oh, that's right.
If you remember, a couple famously did something on a beach up there.
We are beach sexers.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? We ain't in that 24% or whatever the hell it is.
Yep, yeah,
you christened my beach, you sick F.
Oh, that's what we
Jesus.
Did.
Yeah.
Is that nighttime? I know kids out there.
Yep, thank God. Alaska came in last with the lowest score of 2.5. Massachusetts and Rhode Island in the bottom 10. Mass rated at 3.6 and Rhode Island at 3.1.
Really?
Yeah.
Courtney blames short men for that.
No. I bet short men very good in the bedroom.
Trying to elevate it. I'm trying to get the scores up, but I can't do it alone.
God, we know you're a dynamo.
No, I mean, Curtis, it is what it is.
What's wrong with Massachusetts people? They're just not... They're not pleased with
it. We didn't get
to it. They're in traffic. They can't have sex.
We didn't get to it the other day, but there was an interesting story that came out about the average amount of times, or like how many times you need to have sex depending on your millennial...
Your age?
Your age, yeah. But what do you call that? Like your...
Your demographic?
Yeah, sure.
Your generation?
Generation. Oh. And the Gen Zers are like once a month.
Damn.
Yeah, Gen Zers not having sex.
Jesus. Are they not into it?
No, they're not.
What is the problem with Gen Z? Why don't they like sex?
I don't know. Boomers and millennials are the same amount at 3 to 4 times a month. What is in between boomers and millennials?
Is that Gen X?
That's me, Gen X.
Gen X, highest. Yeah. They're at like 5 to 6 times a month.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Gen Z is the porn demo. Like, they've just grew up with the internet.
So they're okay by themselves.
They're gassed out?
They like themselves best.
That would be good point, Curtis. Yes. Thank you.
3 times a week should be the minimum.
We know.
Okay. 3 to 4 a month? Yeah, okay, great. That's just the normal standard American... men and women three times a week.
Mrs. Wiggins is rolling her eyes now.
Yes, I'm just telling you what the report
you
said.
You always lie about the frequency of your sexual activities.
That ain't going to work, Greg. We already know. That ain't going to work.
Why does she say that?
She already said it on the radio.
She always says, I don't know where he's getting those numbers.
Okay, stop it. Just because you and Courtney are having sex once a month, don't try to bring me down.
No, Greg and I are not having sex.
Well, no, I'm saying with your partners.
Yeah, not once a month.
My bad, once a week.
Or twice.
Yeah, I don't know why she says it, but she frequently says
it. She never says it.
She does every time.
It ain't going to work.
She says you exaggerate the amount of times that you have sex.
She's already said it on the radio. Stop capping.
Yeah. I just thought that was an interesting stat.
It is very interesting. I don't get it.
I love that Courtney's line of work requires her to be grilled every time sex comes up about how often her and her husband are doing it.
No, Courtney said it.
At no other workplace.
I'm not saying you weren't honest. I'm not somebody that needs to flaunt my sex life.
Right.
I'm just proud of it. Greg, I can't help that nobody else is doing it.
Greg, Wiggy is to sex talk what Shime is to draft workouts.
No. I'm just proud of it. That's all. When you're proud of something, whether it's your kids, your marriage.
Can I ask you a personal question, Greg?
Yes, of course.
What do you do with Bullet?
What do you mean?
Whenever the mood strikes.
I mean, this is very personal, but sometimes Bullet is...
involved?
You're like, let the boy watch?
He does.
Oh, my God.
Why? What are you supposed to do?
We usually put Harry in his crate.
He doesn't watch, but he's in the bed area.
We usually put Harry in his crate.
So what do you want me to do?
But the mood struck the other day on the couch. Mom, Dad, turn off the station. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, I look, Harry's just sitting there watching. This is not enjoyable for me.
I mean,
like, my son is watching this.
Wait till you have kids.
Well, I mean, I'd hope that the kids are in the other room.
I don't think, I wouldn't say watching. Like, it's not like a watching thing, just in the area.
Oh, no. Harry was, like, fully watching. Yeah. Henry?
Yeah, I have to keep him out of the room.
Right.
Shut the door right in his face.
Well, you have dangerous objects.
Right, you have ball gags.
let him howl outside the door, Shime.
Yeah.
Don't come save Mom. It's part of it.
We're wrestling.
Well, you know, if you remember correctly, Shime is an asphyxiation guy. I believe he told us on the program at one point.
No, I think I said I'm not an asphyxiation guy.
I can't remember which it was.
You like whips, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. Whips and chains.
I think it was ball gags.
Yeah, that too.
Well, he was very fascinated with that woman. The trend for a while where a woman would pour a shot down your throat and then punch you in the face.
Yes.
I love that.
Stop talking.
There was a girl on TikTok the other day. It's called like a hurricane shot, and she got knocked out. Like she passed out from it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
From the slap?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Yep.
Wow.
Once again, on TikTok in China, they're seeing equations.
Good for them.
All right, Courtney, great job.
Hey, thank you.
All right, that is the news. Congratulations, Maine.
Yeah.
Congratulations to my adopted home continent of Maine.
A real banger.
Those of you who listen to our radio stations up there, we thank you for that. And you are having the best sex in New England. So congratulations. We are going to talk with Ty Law coming up on a Patriots loss week two and a quick turnaround. Thursday night football. Pat's Jets. We'll talk to Ty Law about that. What, you look like you had something
to
say.
No, Mitch just started showing the video. I was just watching it.
Which video?
Of the girl getting knocked out from the hurricane shot.
Well, I can turn and look at that on Twitch.
Let me see. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, it's because a guy did it.
No, it's a girl.
What, is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's a girl who did that.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want that?
I don't know.
Like, what is the thrill of that?
Sean?
Yeah, look, I...
No, thank you.
I want to slap. I don't want to be like punched.
Oh my God. I can't. Let's move on.
Pleasure and pain. I think they go together.
They do, actually.
It's like fire and ice.
All right.
That's brutal.
You can, by the way, watch this show on Twitch every day, and you can watch this show on YouTube every day. And thank you to those of you who do. YouTube numbers pretty good, Curtis, of late.
Popping on up.
Okay. You say we had 700, 800 people on there yesterday. It's a pretty good number.
It's been steadily climbing into about the 600 to 800 range. Right now, 650, which is pretty dang good.
What up, YouTube?
We normally have 1,500 or pushing a couple thousand on Twitch as well.
We got people that want to watch us talk about sports, which is wild.
All right,
well, New Whaler 1964. I wouldn't flaunt your sex talk either if it's only once a week for newlyweds. Sure, New Whaler hasn't had a nice bone in quite some time.
Oh, now you're just being mean.
Well, I mean, he's the meanest, so.
You don't know if
it's fine to bully a bully.
New Whaler could be a woman. You have no
just
idea.
Just ask New Whaler. Well, how many times are you doing it?
I could be guy, girl. Girl, guy. Doesn't matter to me.
I think I could draw a picture almost exactly to do what to look like New Whaler looks like. I could tell you in 2 seconds.
Oh, they
he slams his fist down. He's enraged that the Globe is late and doesn't have last night's score.
Is New Whaler a guy that he should or she should put their picture up?
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Remember we used to do that with callers?
Yeah, well, we used to have the regular caller photos. We need that with the Twitchers.
Well, you can do that. On Twitch, like, you have a profile. You just put a profile picture of yourself, and when you click on the name, you should be able to see their face. But, you know, not everybody wants to do that, I guess.
Well, they could just use their best picture and put it up, like, picture of the day. Gets a ink-fill WEI pen for in the Twitch or even the YouTube.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, I mean, should we do that? Should we institute Twitch photos? How do we do that, Sean?
I mean, it's just it's a personal thing. So, like, your own personal profile that you have to make to get onto Twitch is where you would put the photo up.
I love how mad people get, Courtney.
Why? What are they getting mad about?
I just can't deal.
It's your dog. It's not your son.
I'm like, yeah. That's the joke. Wow. Thanks for following.
Okay. Well, one day you're going to have a kid, and the kid's going to be in the little bassinet. And when the mood strikes, guess what? Gonna have to take care of business.
Is the bassinet gonna be in my room?
Yeah, because a lot of times you put it in the room, you know, next to the bed, so when the baby's crying.
No. You let the baby cry.
Well, early on, Greg.
You're not a Ferber person.
Yeah,
are
but
you?
The first.
I mean, let's go with the Ferber method. You let the baby cry.
Well, when do you start letting the baby cry? You don't do that at 12 months old or even 14 months.
Kim Kardashian yesterday. I don't know why I'm going down this road, but.
I'll get in trouble for it. Not
was
you.
Courtney's
never heard of her.
Was justifying the fact that her son slept in her bed until he was the age of 7.
Oh no, that's
seems to be a little bit old.
Like every night he did.
Yes.
Oh, because if I had a nightmare, I'd go into my parents' bed.
That's okay. Like a nightmare thing is fine. Then you bring the kid back.
Did it last weekend? Actually.
It is you gotta. These kids need to be out on their own crying. Like let them cry.
Look, at least give them a year and a half.
I think Hootie has a song called "Let Him Cry."
Let her cry. Yeah.
If you want to keep a Hootie theme this morning?
I'd love to.
Can I read my favorite message we've ever had in Twitch?
Yes.
Kevin R 1980-01, whatever the hell. I'm driving around. I heard Curtis make a short guy joke. Are short guys typically small? I'm only 5'6". But I have a lot going on down there.
Well, that's generally how it works. That's generally how it works. Yes. The bigger, taller guys generally are smaller in that region, and the yes. shorter guys are generally bigger. Yeah. And that's usually how it goes.
Especially in Maine, apparently.
No, it was a joke. It's called a callback. Courtney was famously mad about the number of short men in Boston, and it was just a joke.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Eagles fall to the Falcons in Monday Night Football, the game ending 22-21, thanks to an interception off Jalen Hurts on Philly's last drive. Elsewhere in the league, the Carolina Panthers have benched Bryce Young after an 0-2 start. Here at home, Juwan Bentley's injury much worse than we originally thought. He suffered a torn pectoral in the Pat Sunday loss to the Seahawks. According to Ian Rappaport, he is out for the season. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, 6:50 first pitch against the Rays with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Stiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Major League Baseball is looking into Alex Cora's comments suggesting the Red Sox threw at Aaron Judge on purpose. The league was reviewing the situation. No decision was reached as of last night. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 60 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, cloudy 81.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tomorrow on this show, Pats linebacker Jelani Tavai, a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday because of the Thursday night game. He will join us at 7:30. And then on Thursday, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45. But today it is a Tie Tuesday, and our guy Ty Law is brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of Pro Football Hall of Famer Ty Law, and by 110 Grill. Gluten-free dining, done right. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging, man. I'm on daddy duty this morning, man. We got to do a little parents-teachers thing. So I couldn't make it into the office today. Yeah. Okay.
Do you find that the teachers know who you are, or do they immediately start talking football at the parent teacher conference?
You know what? We start off with the kids, but we always get a football question. But I mean that's expected, and I'm okay with that. It's funny that I still get a lot of Tom Brady questions too. I mean, how was Tom? You know, this and that. I'm like, everybody want to know how Tom is, so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well, you look at this loss on Sunday, a couple days later, and first of all, we talked a lot about it yesterday, but it is a game that you kind of let get away from you, and a game that you could have and should have won. When you look at
absolutely,
when you look at where this team is with Jacoby Brissett, are you starting to, are you like Wiggy and you're starting to lean toward why not get Drake May in there?
No, not yet. It's still, give him some time. I think Jacoby is playing well enough right now. He's leading the team. Of course, you know, everyone can get better. It's still early. But, I mean, he has to wait his turn. And they brought Jacoby in for a reason, and he's not stinking up the joint. I wouldn't say that. So you leave him in there right now.
Ty, when you look
at, in my opinion,
right, when you start to kind of figure this out, I don't know if you've ever dealt with it before as a player, but when you look at the defense and you start to carry a football team, when does frustration set in towards the offense where you go, man, we're doing everything in our power, help us out? When do you, as like a defensive player, if you ever been in that position, like when does that frustration set in, or does it ever set in?
I mean, it sets in because, I mean, if you're out there on the field a lot, but no, let's not get frustrated with the offense. We gonna talk about the defense today. I mean, you can't give up 10 receptions, 129 yards to DK Metcalf, and then I don't even know how to say his name, Smith, whatever, 12 receptions for 117 yards. Yeah. That's unacceptable from a secondary standpoint, so I'm more about that. You got to get off the field on third down. You can't give up 22 catches for 250 yards in a passing game. You made Geno Smith look like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. Now you're going up against Aaron Rodgers. Oh, they better figure it the hell out. That's defense. I'm not blaming it on the offense. Offense was moving the ball. They did what they can for what they're working with. They got Hunter Henry up there looking like Gronk, looking like baby Gronk out there. I like what the offense is doing because they're running the ball well. You know, I mean, in the passing game, he's taking what the defense gives him. So I think they're doing a serviceable job considering what the talent they're working with. Defensively, that's got to be the strength right now. And you can't give up that type of – you can't give up that in the passing game, Wiggy. You know that. Come on, man.
But Ty, now you're facing a Jets team without Juwan Bentley. You might have lost him for the year. So how much does that take a hit for the defense?
It's going to be a major hit. So who's going to step up? You're playing against Aaron Rodgers, and they got a two-headed monster over there in New York in the running game. So with Breece Hall and Allen. Now Aaron Rodgers, he's looking like he's pinpointing, and some of the passes I've seen him do, oh, they're going to have to step their game up this week. You know, you're going to have to put this one behind you, but this is a game that you let get away. I had them to win, and they blew it.
Ty, but if you look, is the defensively, I know they let DK Metcalf, they blew coverage, but if you look at what Christian Gonzalez has been able to do, I think when he was on DK Metcalf, DK Metcalf only had maybe one or two catches. He kind of was able to limit him. So is it more about the defense style? You say, well, if we got a guy like Gonzalez, let's put him on the opponent's best player and just keep him on him the all game and play man-to-man.
Hold on. Wiggy, how in the hell, who figured that one out? When Christian Gonzalez was on him, he only had one or two catches. I'd like to see that stat, because when somebody end up with 10 for 129 and you have somebody there that he can't catch the ball on, hey, that's a coach's fault right there, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? You gotta put your best guy. You gotta put your best guy out there, you know, on him if he's like that. But this is also another guy that had 12 catches. So as far as the secondary standpoint, no one wins. No one stands out and say, oh, he had a good game on him and all that, because you had two players catch 22 passes. So no, Christian Gonzalez, don't nobody get no damn credit when you let a receiver, any receiver, go out there and beat you like that. They beat him like a drum.
Ty, Matt Light was on this show a couple weeks ago talking about injuries the first few weeks of the season and tying it into the way training camp happens now, the way preseason happens now. And you look at whether it's Cooper Kupp or Debo or any of these injuries that happened this past week. Do you agree with Matt Light on that?
Injuries are a part of the game. Injuries happen. So it's always next man up. So when for us, you know, Wiggy, we always had injuries. Somebody come in, come out, come in and do your job. So I don't let the injuries be an excuse. Yes, if it's a long-term thing, could it hurt you long-term, especially if it's a key guy? But the injury excuses the NFL, man, everyone's supposed to be good.
But Matt,
you know what I mean? So I don't.
Matt was basically saying that the league needs to go back to guys actually hitting each other in training camp.
You know what? You can look at it both ways. Like, as a player, you like it because you get to play longer and you get to make more money, all that good stuff. But when it comes to the game and staying out there, you have to get hit. So it's that catch 22. At the end of the day, it's a business. So from, you know, a coaches and an ownership standpoint, you know, they want to keep the players on as long as they can. But when that real live action comes, if you're not used to falling and you're not used to getting hit, that can be a problem. I mean, I don't know when the last time a guy like Aaron Rodgers even played, even when he was with Green Bay, when he even played in the preseason. You know what I mean? So it's like that's the risk that you take. But at the same time, you invested a lot of money in these players, and it's a lot more money even in the positional players. So they're trying to protect their investment. So I can look at it from both ends. But when you perform out there on the field and you get hurt, that's the chance that the owners and coaches are willing to take. But I see what they're trying to do is to protect their investments, because it's a lot of money invested in these individuals.
Ty, I just watched this.
And speaking of Matt Light, Wiggy, I got to ask this. Wiggy, you going to Matt? I'm going to Matt Light's thing today, since you brought up Matt. So after we do the whole daddy thing, I'm gonna go over there and go shoot some guns with Matt Light. You going? Anybody going over there?
I don't know yet. I was thinking about it, but I guess it depends on what I got after this.
I gotta say this for everybody.
I gotta text the wife. Is there anything to do? And then if there's nothing to do, I'll go over there. But if there's something to do.
Damn. Hey, see, hey, Greg, we little dude. Look, I know happy wife, happy life. You got to check in and go to your teammate stuff.
Well, it's you got to check in sure everything's good.
Yeah.
You should have had that. We already knew about Matt Light's thing. And I've got to say this about Matt Light. Matt Light is one of the coolest guys out there, because he's the only white guy I know that can get some brothers to go to the woods with other people with guns that hunt for a living, because we don't do that. You know what I mean? So I was like, hey, Matt Light is bringing the brothers together to go to the woods with other white guys with guns, and we're going to have a good time. I said, so Matt is my guy, so I'm going to go there, but I'm just letting everybody know that I'm with Matt Light. Yeah. I'm going to Matt Light stays. If y'all don't see me tomorrow, I'm with Matt.
It's a great event. It is the Matt Light Celebrity Shootout is a great event. Curtis, you had a question, I think.
Oh, it's awesome. But we had a great time, and I'm gonna be in a competition. And if you win, you get a nice handgun that they're gifting you. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's supposed to be a pretty badass gun. Even though I'm not a gun guy, but for the sake of competition, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. I'm just putting that out there right now.
Nice to have if you run into the coyotes on your early morning walks again.
Absolutely. Hey, do you shoot, Greg, Curtis? Anybody shoot over there?
No, I am afraid of guns. I'm just happy now that I know that that's the prize that Wiggy is not going.
All right, I might have to pull up now if they're giving away a free gun. Because I'm a gun guy, Ty.
Hey, Wiggy, come on. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a gun guy, so I might have to pull up.
Yeah. And Curtis, let me tell you something, because you're on the air and everybody know who Curtis is. Even if you're not a gun guy, say you're a gun guy. You don't want to leave your house open and stuff like
that's
that,
right.
Man. So, hey, Curtis,
Curtis
is a gun guy, everyone. Curtis is a gun guy. Do not stop over Curtis's house.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
He's more of a booby trap guy.
Like, well, just hold the trap. Ty, I don't know how I've been asked this question now, but anyway, I was just thinking about how crappy the offense is, like why they didn't put any money into it. Isn't it frustrating when you see these other teams, how there is no separation, there's no talent, the offensive line is porous. Like, why did they build the offense this poorly?
I have no idea, especially when you're going to invest in a quarterback that high in the draft. I mean, you got to get some people to work with. You got to protect them, so I mean, that will get frustrating as a defense. Is like, you know, you're not moving the ball. You know, as a teammate, I'm like, who's going to go out there and get it on third down? We know what the tight ends can do. I mean, Hunter Henry is serviceable. He had a great job, but no one out there on that receiver scares you. They don't have nobody that can scare you. So I don't understand it either. I know we had salary cap money, didn't we?
Yeah, they had plenty of money.
Didn't we have a lot of money?
Yep, money wasn't the issue.
See, money wasn't the issue, and then I've heard about some of the trades out of you, but you got to go get your quarterback protection up front, and you got to give them somebody to throw the ball to. Like I said, everyone's in the NFL was good, but there's levels to even that. You got to get that man some help. You got to get Jacoby some help, and that may be why they're not playing Drake May right now, because they know that they can't protect him as well as they could, especially being a young guy, and you don't want to get him mentally shot and get him out of his game. Because sometimes you can't recover. So I get what Gerard Mayo is doing, but you got to get these boys some help, especially up front.
Ty Law is our guest. If you were Tua, would you keep playing?
You know what? From where I'm sitting now, and because – Would he already get, what, $150, $200 million or whatever he got guaranteed? No one's going to say anything about it because we understand. But as a player, someone who wanted to compete, who's had injuries, I would probably say if the doctors say I can play, I'm going to play. Oh, you know what I mean? Because this is our dream. This is what we want to do. I'm just saying that was my mentality then.
Right.
Of course. You know, I have a $150, $200 million guaranteed contract. That might have changed my mind a little bit. But right. But as a player, Wiggy, you know,
right.
We want to play the game. You know what I mean? It's one thing of, getting a check and all that stuff, but we want to play the game.
Right.
And when we played, Greg, it was called getting your bell rung. We've seen stars all the time. It just wasn't called a concussion.
Yeah, but –
you know what I mean? So I know his is an extreme case, but – as a player, we want to play, so that's going to be a decision that you might have to make him stop playing. The doctors might say you're done, and if the doctors say you're done, if you go back out there, I mean, you can lose your life. That might be a reality for him, or you will never be the same. And you're talking about when you have a wife and kids, you might have to shut it down because he's already financially secure.
So when we played, it was a little bit different in the mentality, and we didn't have, you know, that option. We had to go out there and play. And if you're talking to me then, I'd have went back out there and played if the doctors said it was okay. I'm just saying that's just how we thought.
Yeah. All right. Most entertaining play of the game brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, where we will be once again this year for 24 lanes, the Ty Law Bowling event. I bet Matt Light will come this year. Are you going to show up?
I'm always there. Okay. I showed up Saturday, and I'll show up to any event Ty has.
That is November 20th. I hope you join us. Yes, what?
Yeah, hell yeah, we're going to be there. Yeah. We got to get Matt to come, too. Yeah. Matt, I'm gonna get on him today and make sure he's there.
Okay.
He got to come, man. Love Matt, man. Crazy personality, too, man. Matt is a funny dude, man.
What do you
mean, he got it, so.
What do you got as the most entertaining play of the game?
I would have to go with the Jalen Polk touchdown. I mean, that's what I would go with.
Or Ramondre, tough into it.
Yeah.
Do we got to take the Patriots? Come on, y'all. Y'all being all nice. I know Gerard is our boy.
Yeah.
Man, but damn. I mean, the most entertaining play was letting DK Metcalf just run down everybody, nobody even touched him. That's DK Metcalf. That was quite entertaining. I got a chuckle out of that because you're a damn fool for letting DK Metcalf standing out there, the fastest, biggest, gigantic dude on the field, and you just going to just let him run?
Yeah, that's one guy.
Come on, man.
Run free. That is one.
Damn right. So that's pretty entertaining. That was actually comical.
Yes.
All right, Ty Law, as always,
right.
It is our pleasure.
Ty's going. I might see you down at Matt's event. Shoot me the address.
All right, man. All right, bro.
All right.
Hey, come on, man. Come on. Hey, I'm looking at you, Wick. Hey, don't leave me down there. Come on, man. It's going to be a few down there, but come on, man.
All right,
it's in Rhode Island.
All right, so maybe I have to get the address.
Rhode Island.
It's like 30 minutes from here. It shouldn't be too bad.
Or you could take a gray bike.
No, I'll take
7 hours to get down there.
I'll drive my truck. It'll take me like 30 minutes.
All right, Ty, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, the great Ty Law.
I just need the Addy.
What?
I just need the Addy so I know where I'm going.
Okay. Yeah.
But you wanted the Addy.
I thought you were looking for Adderalls.
No.
Okay.
Just the address.
Hey, here is Tim. Hello, Tim.
My bad.
What?
Hey, guy, I need the address.
Hello. Hello.
I need an Addy.
Excuse me, guy. Do you have any Adderalls?
Could you give me the cross street that I know exactly where it is? I'm not sure. If there's a landmark there, please.
Could you please give me the exact speed limit on the highway that I'll be traveling upon?
If any chance you could get me the MapQuest.
Right.
That's true. Wiki asked for MapQuest.
Right.
When was that?
What's up, Tim?
Is that Route 59?
Tim.
Hello. Hey. Hello. I just want to get some proof that Wiggy goes to Matt Light's event.
I put it on my IG, at JWiggs85. Me busting off shots. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka.
Oh my God.
Courtney, come on. You can bust off some shots with me.
I've never shot a gun before in my life.
Are you accurate when it comes to
I'm a good shooter.
Clays?
Yeah, I'm a good shooter.
I am as well.
Yeah, I'm a good shooter. I took
archery. Call of Duty time.
Told you, when I was in Georgia, I took an archery class. And it was a shooting class.
An archery class?
Yeah, it was a shooting class.
Wow.
I shot an M60. Was the best thing ever.
Yeah. Wait, but did you do archery?
Yeah, and I shot bow and arrows.
Wow.
When I was at BC, I took a lot of shots.
All right, that's Ty Law. We'll be right back. Texter is requesting an emergency food ruling. If we have time, you can go. If you're not watching the show on Twitch, you should be. Go to Twitch immediately. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You can do the same on YouTube. And Courtney and Curtis, this particular food ruling near and dear to your heart at Boston College currently, they are selling the meatball in a cup.
Mm.
Texter says it is $10 and they are not comfortable with the meatball being in the cup. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. Looks like it comes with a little cheesy bread or something.
Yeah. I would have to say I would be the last person you should ask about a properly done meatball.
Yeah. Is it a meatball? Is it just one meatball?
Looks like it.
It's one meatball.
It's only one.
But then you have all the sauce that you can dip.
That's a ripoff.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
For $10?
It's a pretty big
meatball.
I believe believe it's one meatball. But then AJ Dillon, I saw responding to somebody, BC great AJ Dillon, and he was saying that it's like the best thing he's ever tasted. The only thing he likes better was the late night chicken tenders at BC.
The only thing he likes better is the late night chicken tenders. Do we really want to trust
the late night
food knowledge?
The late night chicken tenders at BC are some of the finest, as are the mozzarella sticks.
But if I were going to a game, if I were going on Saturday to the Red Bandana game, then I would try meatball in a cup. It looks pretty good.
All know you need a meatball in a cup, Greg.
I'm with Shyam. I need at least give me one more meatball. Greg, but you know, after Curtis, and he just said it, the meatball, I feel like, is the most difficult thing to cook in the sense where for you to make it taste good. Like, it's very hard to eat a lot of people's meatballs. I don't know if you feel that way.
There might be more than one meatball in that cup.
You know, it's hard to find a good meatball. Strega does a great one, and Aria. So
if there's two or three meatballs, great deal. Well, if it's only one,
that breadstick looks pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Obscure reference from a 781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. Pizza in a cup from The Jerk, the Steve Martin film.
Oh, what a good movie.
Oh, great movie.
What'd he say? I'm taking the racket with me. Oh, that was a good. Have you ever seen The Jerk?
No.
Are you going to that game on Saturday?
No, I have
Curtis, are you as an Eagle going to that?
8 o'clock, a little late.
Wow.
Too late for you, huh?
Yeah. I'm bummed. I'm away this weekend.
Not
but this
showing
is one
your
that
support.
I really wish I was going to this
Where
one.
Where are you going?
To the Cape.
Okay.
If they win this game, they're back. They should be back in the top 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that if they win this game, they've already shown that they can play with one of the best teams in the country in Missouri, who was ranked 6th or 7th. They played them pretty close, had a game that they could have won. If they're able to go out and Michigan State, but I think Michigan State might be 2-1, but I'd have to double check. But if you can show that you can beat Michigan State, which is a Big Ten team, okay. So this will be another good test for you. And Billy O, if he can get them to win this game.
A night home game, too. I also believe that this is the Red Bandana game.
It is.
Right. So, yeah. I mean,
yeah, you just said
a lot
that.
Going on.
And what are we, a week away from Alabama, Georgia?
The
28th?
Yeah. Is that a week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Prime time.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Prime time Saturday night.
Could be potentially the SEC matchup for the SEC championship. We know it's the rematch, so.
Just a question for the room. Does it impact any of these games in that Georgia and Alabama will be a playoff team no matter what with 12 teams now? Like, in years past, you could say that was a game that would decide whether or not you have a shot at the national championship. Now, I mean, barring something catastrophic, you feel like both Alabama and Georgia, no matter the outcome, will be in the playoff.
Because you feel like now with the 12 teams, Curtis, you're 100% right, that a team like Alabama – and I think even Georgia, say you lose to Alabama and then you lose another game to, you know, LSU or something like that, you look like you still have the capability to get into this 12-team playoff. So like an SEC team with two losses will now be able to get in. So it's not a big deal no more. Where you're right, Curtis. In years past, it could have been make or break.
All right. Well, reminder, Bill O'Brien is on the show every Thursday. He will join us at 6:45, and we'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.